Hello and welcome to the Grown Up and Glown Up podcast, where we talk about transformation, manifestation, and everything else about reaching the best version of ourselves.
For today's episode, we'd like to thank our friends from Red Bull Philippines and Life Dust, a superfood powder by Healthy Monsters.
And here we are, our very first episode, Sheena. All right, let's get into it.
I know. Let's just straight dive into this. Yeah. We finally need to introduce ourselves formally to the world. So I am Sheena Veracruz. I am a former dancer turned life coach.
And I'm Nina. I was a corporate executive turned full-time artist and single mom.
Amazing. You know what? It's just like, okay, Nina, I was thinking like, how are we going to go about this on our first episode? And how are we going to tell people about like, why are we here in the first place?
Yeah, let's talk about how we met. You know, like, okay, long story short. Meeting Sheena was a very serendipitous event in my life. Because when I met her, we were so aligned. It was so uncanny. Before that, we had basically been through shit separately.
Right.
Grown from that. And, you know, we went through our rough things and our tumbles. And we finally, and here we are, creating this podcast, baby.
Right. I mean, just to like break it down a little bit, you know, as we were just going, you know, through our own personal lives, when I first met Nina, it's just funny because we were just talking about what we went through from our past relationships, what went through with
and our careers,
and the shift in ourselves. And also the shift of how the universe just presented something mm-hmm. new to us. And when I remember the first time that we actually really started to, you know, talk, you know, we were just sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing not just our past relationships, but what we wanted to do personally.
Yeah.
And where we wanted to take our, you know, goals or our dreams forward. And then it just one of those things like, my God, yeah. Like you want to do that too? He's like, yeah, I want to just try to start a podcast. And yeah. Then you were like, yeah, I want to do the podcast. But it just kind of,
it just happened. But okay, what's really nice is the story leading up to that. I think that's important to share because this right. is all about law of attraction and manifestation right. and we're all about that. And so basically Sheena was invited to my birthday celebration at the beginning of this year by a common friend of ours. We know of each other because right. we go to the same fitness classes, to the same events, but we've never really introduced ourselves to each other.
Right. It's just one of those things like I know her, I know of her,
yeah.
but we never were properly introduced.
Yeah. And then that common friend of ours was like, oh, Sheena was supposed to come on this trip,
right.
but she didn't. So I come home from this trip, and no less than 1 week later, I step into F45, and the coach of the days, Sheena Veracruz, and the rest is history. We have coffee after class.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, I know you from somewhere. Yeah. We have met through online. through someone else's IG stories.
Yeah.
We just want to thank our friend Prem for, you know, somewhat like also being part of this whole little process of
yes.
this friendship. Little
shout
journey.
Out Felicia. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this podcast, how do we go about this? Because like in the most simplest way of talking about what is our, I don't want to say mission, but purpose. That is still a big word.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a big word to carry.
Well, there's a reason we're called Grown Up and Glown Up. Listen, people, we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
And we've been through some shit.
Girl, we're putting ourselves up on such a like
vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, we're a vulnerable
state.
We're
putting ourselves on a, you know, high pressure position over here.
Yeah.
You sure that this is what you really want to do?
But this is part of our journey, you know? I think a lot, 2020 has put the entire world in such a vulnerable and uncomfortable state.
Right.
And going back to the title, episode number one says, Dear Self.
Yes.
It's okay.
It's okay. And it's a lot better than you think.
Yeah. And we all know the tragedies that have come about this year. We all know of that. We talk about it every single day. But the thing that I think we tend to overlook are also the very many breakthroughs
right.
that are happening all around us. And right. we need to talk about that right. more.
And I think it's also the opportunities that come out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, about not just overcoming setbacks, but what are your things that actually came or whatever good came out of it?
I mean, so many of us rather have had to operate outside our comfort zones. A lot of people had to learn a new skill set or skill sets.
Right.
Start new businesses.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, despite of everything that's happening, you know, in the world right now with COVID and the whole pandemic, what we want to share is everything or, you know, in spite of
mm-hmm.
all of that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, in spite of, the tragic stuff that this whole year, you know, happened. It's like, what are the things that we can control? Because these are the things we absolutely cannot control. And, there are things that we can control despite of these situations or circumstances, and this would be how we respond to this.
Exactly. And to add on that, it's not just COVID-19, you know, there is also like a worldwide mental health pandemic that's right. going on.
Right.
And so many have been victimized, but there are also so many wins. Like, aside from the new sense of resourcefulness we've all gained, a lot of people, if not all, have come to some kind of awakening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dark night of the soul. People are starting right. to like detox their lives
right.
from toxic environments and people. And,
right.
and those are wins.
Right. Well, what for you? What is a personal win for you out of the whole 2020?
As a mom, I wrote this in one of my posts. I will always and forever be very thankful to the year that made me closer to my daughter.
Mm.
You know, she's 4. And because of this, I've had to learn how to homeschool, how to bond with her, and how to really understand her love language and her code.
Got it.
You know, so that's really important to me. I'm always going to look back at this even when I'm 80, 90 years old.
Mm.
And I think she'll remember these moments also.
Got it. And was there ever a time for you that you thought it was like, oh my God. Like,
I thought it was
so scared.
Oh my God, yes.
I'm going to give up. Like, I don't know what to do.
I went through so many anxiety attacks. I would text my co-parent and I would tell him, I don't know how we're going to do this,
right.
blah, blah, because my schedule is like this. How are we going to adjust to her new school schedule, blah, blah. And everything worked out, and everything worked out for the better, for her well-being and mine as well. And I was telling Sheena the other day that this is the very first time in my entire adulthood where I'm not desiring to be loved by somebody else romantically. I'm not craving for that because I'm so happy within myself after going through all the shit at the beginning of this lockdown.
Right, and it's like, I also think, like, in hindsight, this whole 2020 really just forces you to become uncomfortable to the point that you really need to step back, reflect, look into like what's going on with you, and just check in with yourself and just be like, how you doing, Sheena?
Yeah.
Or how you doing, Nina?
Exactly.
Like, get a hold of yourself, like, what's going on, and how can you get out of this,
yeah.
right?
Because we have to remember, growth is never going to be comfortable, people. Right. Evolving is not a comfortable process. Right. We have to feel stressed. It's just, it's exactly how we build our muscles. Right. We need that wear and tear.
Yes. Right?
We need it for our souls, for our minds, our bodies.
Right, right. Bah. It's like this is a different muscle that you're working on. Mm-hmm. You know, this is more of your mind muscle. Yeah. You know? And if I were to just reflect back on that title, Dear Self, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than you think. And you know, I can think about 10 years ago, you know, with all the other setbacks that I went through. And at that time, I really thought it was the world coming to an end.
Right. Right? Y2K happened, the millennium. Yeah.
Or like I had like the worst ever breakup ever. Yeah. And I was crying about this guy day in and day out, you know? And that was, you know, that was a time for me, was a big loss. Mm-hmm. At that phase in my life. But then now when I think about it, if that have happened to me, the same thing, I would just laugh about it right now. Exactly. Because it's like, is that that bad? Exactly. You know, like, what are you tripping about, Sheena? And, you know, not that I'm discrediting what's going on, mm-hmm, with, you know, what you're possibly going through, the circumstances that you are in right now. But I think us humans, we're just made to be resilient. We're just made to thrive.
Definitely.
If you choose to be.
If you choose to be. It's a decision. It's a choice.
Absolutely. And this could be something that maybe in the next 5 or 10 years that, mm-hmm, you could be like, what the hell was that? You know, you just like laugh about it, like how you were acting, mm-hmm, about or responding about certain things at this time.
Let me ask you this. Would you say that you're a new person since the beginning of this lockdown?
Yes and no. Yes, in this phase in my, mm-hmm, life, because particularly the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's because I made a choice to actually push for a passion that I always just, you know, put in the back.
Yeah.
And say, I don't really have time for that, right?
Yeah.
And it's also because I was fearful about, because it's a dream that is, mm-hmm, so big,
yeah,
that I feel or I think and I'm scared about.
Yeah.
And that's when I know I really want it. And I finally took in that, you know, fear and grabbed it by the balls. Exactly. And just be like, fuck it, let's just do this. Like, what are you running away from? Like, this is it. Like, there's nothing else more, like, fucked up that can happen in the world. And,
exactly,
you know, just go for it, right? So, yes and no, because, like I said, I've gone through so many different phases in my life where I had to change, where it also required a different Sheena. Yeah. So there were many also changes. I just always been that person that I always wanted to grow. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to, if I know that I'm already at a point where things are stagnant, or I feel that, you know, things that needs to be changed.
Yeah.
And I feel that I'm not growing, something will happen. Mm-hmm. It could be something really great or something really bad.
Yeah.
That's where my breakthrough happens. And that's, for me, I need to listen to that. So breakthrough can come from, you know, even the most, like, a desperate need. When a time when you fall on your flat face.
Yep.
You know? That's when you think, like, this is it. This is the end of the world. And something will come out of that.
Something will come out.
And that's where my breakthrough, and it needed for me to show up and step up.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the change happens. So throughout my life, I did evolve several times. And I know I'll keep evolving. I mean, after this whole COVID thing, I know I'm a new person, and next year I'm gonna be a new person, and a new person, and a new person.
Always.
Yeah, I just know that I don't want to be ever stagnant, you know?
Yeah, I ask because I can confidently say that this has been the greatest growth spurt that I've ever had in my life. Mm. From the beginning of this lockdown, since March 2020, I remember they announced quarantine season, and I had all these anxiety attacks about, you know, like being a single mom and needing to work and our shop, our barber shop having to close down and everything. But it's because of that I realized, I meditated, I sat with myself and stepped back. I learned how to meditate better. It became such a powerful practice for me, because then I meditated better, which made me paint better. Mm. I think it transformed me into a better artist, into a better mom, a better friend. And I just set myself free. I learned how to love myself. As cliche as that sounds, I set some boundaries with certain people that I needed awakening with, you know?
Yes.
And Sheena, I want to say thank you for that, because she helped me with that.
Okay, so let me ask you this now. From the COVID, was there anything that you considered a big or huge loss?
The losses that I think about are the have become so mundane.
Right.
The ones that we see and hear about every single day. I mean, I don't want to go on about the government and stuff. That's happening worldwide. So at the beginning of this season, we were all thinking, oh my God, okay, in today's episode of 2020, this tragedy occurred, But I've just grown so much that I can't I have no regrets.
Right.
You know? There is a lot of things to be sad about.
Yeah.
But I need to shift my mindset, and that's exactly why we're doing this podcast.
Right, about. Right. So what was your main breakthrough? What was that click? That one click of a light bulb and say, this is my breakthrough and this is where I'm gonna step it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even just change, it's just step it up and show up in a different way.
Okay, I'm gonna be totally vulnerable here.
Go for it! Sounds juicy!
It's when I finally set my boundaries on this certain situationship, I immediately learned how to love myself.
Yeah.
You know, like I felt my feminine energy, the ghost of my feminine energy just flow back into my soul.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I became so grateful.
Right.
And that gratitude turned into this portal of opportunities.
Right.
You know,
and well, let's get a little bit more specific. This vulnerability of yours, what situationship was it for you that you call it a breakthrough?
Well, when you Nina, process,
what was it? Yeah, what was it? Why was it, or why did it need a breakthrough? I think that's a better question.
Okay, so we all know how it's like to give and not be aligned with somebody, right? Mm. We've all experienced that at one point in our lives.
To give and not receive.
To give and not receive. Or to do the benefits of a relationship without really confirming the relationship itself.
Right.
I think a lot of people can relate.
So let me figure this out. So it's more like left hanging or something.
Yes, exactly. And actually, I had spoken to Sheena about it, and she has helped me massively with this situation. And
why, thank you.
Yeah. And she told me like bits of her experiences in her life, and that helped wake me up. And I said, one day I said, you know what? No.
Yeah.
I cannot let this person take so much from me, you know, anymore.
Yeah.
And I need to give back to myself. You can't right. keep guessing. You cannot. Right. You can't keep asking somebody
right.
what your role is.
Right.
You know, and basically I'm saying don't allow yourself to be in a gray area.
Right.
Period.
I think like now more than ever, we just need more clarity.
Exactly.
With everything we do, with where we're going, the people that's yeah. around us, mm-hmm. the people that is, you know, in
yeah.
any kind of relationships
right.
with us, that needs to be clear.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Can't beat around the bush. We need communication.
Okay? Right.
Oh. But, okay, going back.
That sounds like a whole new other episode.
Yes, exactly. That's why going back to the title.
But people? I'm just going to say, it's okay, Nina. You know, there's something else better. You will laugh about this yes, in the next 5 years.
Exactly, exactly. I just want point. Everybody to remember that when something happens to you, don't deny it.
Right.
Acknowledge it. Instead, defy it.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. I love that.
That's the main thing I learned this last 6 months.
Amazing. Well, I could really say more of thank you. Thank you for 2020. Thank mm-hmm. you for actually
yeah.
Pushing me to come into this realization, to become uncomfortable so I can really face myself.
Yes.
Face my fear and yes. be like, girl, it ain't that bad. Right?
I'm so proud of you. Yeah, thank you. Oh my
so
God.
Proud of you too.
When I first had coffee with Sheena in February, right after I got back from my trip, we connected because she told me her story about how she healed herself, her right. body, using the law of attraction.
Yeah, from an injury, actually, where I thought I was going to have, like, a full surgery.
Yeah.
So,
and she didn't get that surgery, is she?
Yeah, well, yeah. So I basically learned how to heal myself through meditation.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying this can work for everyone, mm-hmm. but it had worked for me. So mm-hmm. I think that's one of my biggest breakthroughs
yeah.
too, where there was a huge change in my lifestyle, a mm-hmm. huge change in how I eat,
yeah.
how or what I take inside my body.
Yeah.
And also the people around me. I myself too had to set boundaries, and I really changed like my lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
And wanted to make things a lot more clear for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that made me almost like scream in my seat because I was like, oh my God, me too. That's exactly what happened to me. But I was diagnosed with Bell's palsy in 2019 from a weak immune system and I was overworked and all of that. And the medication for that was not making me feel good at all. So I stopped taking medication and I started waking up at 4:30 in the morning every day to meditate
right.
and just concentrate on healing my face, that I looked like I had a stroke and I was, you know, I face people every single day with the work that I do. And it was just so uncomfortable, but I didn't focus on that. I focused on healing, and within 3 weeks, yeah. I was all good. Instead of like it
you
lasting
kept on
for
working.
6 months, I kept on working,
which you shouldn't have. Yes. She fought it with some meditation.
Yeah, meditation
so
and gratitude. Yes. You know, I was grateful that it wasn't anything worse. I was still very much myself. I just looked different for a very short time. But my doctor was like, it could take you about 6 months. Mm. And I was like, nope, it's not going to happen.
Right,
and
right,
yeah.
Right.
So that was the winning conversation
yeah,
that
our
day.
Our winning connection.
Yeah,
that was
connection.
Definitely where we were just like, hey, I think, you know, you and I see eye to eye into this. And mm-hmm. then just from there, we are here. and doing a podcast together and sharing everything and anything under the sun about manifestation, or you could even say healing, yes, or anything that would talk about how to reach the best version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and before Sheena ends the show, this episode is sponsored by Life Dust by Healthy Monsters. With great powder comes great immunity, beauty, and weight loss. Healthy Monsters Life Dust, a powerful blend of chia seeds, golden flaxseed, spirulina, collagen, MTC oil powder, and organic matcha. A superfood powder that can be a powerful way to get in a nutritious, balanced meal on your way out the door.
And Grown Up and Glown Up is a podcast that airs every 2 weeks. Well, I hope you guys got a value out of this. And if you want to connect with us more, connect with us on our social media at Grown Up Glown Up on our Instagram. See you guys soon.